Chala, Perk Alf Mishnah Gimel. Elu Chayavim Bechalu Ptur Min HaMaisers. So these are the things that are Chayiv and Chala, but Potter from Maisers. Haleket Vashicha Vapeya Vahefker. So Leket, Shicha, and Peya. All these Matnus Aniyim. And also Hefker. The Rav, remember, he brought two different sources. Here he brings the source that he brought most of the time, which is Uba HaLevi Ki Ein Lo Chelik V'Nachlimach. A Levi would come to you, and you have to give him Maisers because he has no inheritance of the land. And it's only something that he does not have a chelik with, that's why you have to give him maizus, and that's when you have to give him maizus. But if something he does have a chelik with, i.e., leket shechem peah, or hefker, a levi takes that just like any other Jew, then you don't have to give chumas and maizus on those. So therefore, that's why you're putter on maizus. And we're going to see throughout this Mishnah, chalav, you're always chayiv on these things. The chiv of chalav comes later. It comes when there's lisha. When the water and the flour come together and make dough, that's when the chiv of challah comes. Mishnah continues, Meiser Rishon Shenitla Trumasa, and also Meiser Rishon, where the Trumas Meiser was taken off. So the Tosfos Yontif explains that the case here is where the Levi came first, and before it was made into a heap, while it was still in the stalks, he took off Trumas Meiser. So the Nitla Trumasa was going on Trumas Meiser, which the Levi takes off. But what about the initial truma? There, you're not chayiv, and that's what the Mishnah tells us. You're pturim in a maisus. This is one of the cases of pturim in a maisus. And we know maisus is not just maisus. Maisus, as we've said in the past, is also referring to truma and other things as well. So you're putter from them all because it was done earlier. The Levi circumvented the chiv of truma, but yet, if this was made into flour and added water to it, you still would be chayiv and challah. Mishnah continues, Umaiser Sheni veHekdesh Sheniftu, and also Maiser Sheni and Hekdesh that you were Paida. And the Tosfos Yontif says here too, we're dealing with where initially the Yisrael, when he declared it Maiser Sheni or Hekdesh, it was before it was made into a heap. Because if once you make it into a heap, you're chayv in Shumas and Maisers. There's nothing to talk about. You can't get out of it. So before it was made into a heap, he took off Maiser Sheni, or he gave it to Hekdesh. Let's say it's Maiser Sheni. So you then put that into a heap. Now, when you put Maiser Sheni in a heap, you're not chayv on Maisers on the Maiser Sheni. And the same thing with Hekdesh. If you give it to Hekdesh before it was put into a heap, and then when it's by Hekdesh, Hekdesh puts into a heap. So it's also potter from Maisers. If you're then poide it while it's in that state, so then you don't have to give Trumas and Maisers on it anymore, by both of these cases. However, even so, if you then take that flour and make dough out of it, you're still chayv in challah. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Next case, Umoyser ha-Omer. Now, by the Omer, they would take, the Rav explains, 3 sa'in of flour, and they would sift a lot of the flour and use the finely sifted flour for the Omer, but that which was left over would be poiden, eaten by every person. So it's potter from Maisers because, again, the heap was done, it was by Hekdesh. The Miruach was when it was by Hekdesh. But it's Chayv and Chala because now it's Chulin. What was it when we say chayv v'chala, meaning the leftovers, which was paida after, the remnants, which was paida afterwards, if you would then take that and make it into dough, then you'd be chayv v'chala. Usvua shlo hiviya shlish, and also grain that did not grow a third. So that's putter from maisers, as we know, because the Torah says, the Rav says here, tfuah sarecha, so it has to be something that you plant, and it grows from that planting. But something that only grew a third of what it's supposed to grow, and then you take it out of the land and then try to replant it, it wouldn't grow from that anymore. So therefore, you're potter from maisus. You're only chayv maisus if it grows at least a third. But challah, the criteria is a little different. It has to be something that is barley de chimitz, that can rise, that can become chametz. And even something that's not a third grown is barley de chimitz. So therefore, you're chayv in challah. However, Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, Tfuah Shelo Hiviya Shlish Ptur Min HaChala, Rabbi Eliezer says that Chala is similar to Truma. So if something cannot be Truma because it's not a third grown, and therefore it's Potter from Truma, he learns it out from a Pasuk. The Torah says, Ki Trumas Gurin Kein Tarimu Oysa, when it talks about Chala, it equates it to Truma. Just like Truma cannot be from Tfuah that is not a third grown, so to Chala cannot be from Tfuah that is not a third grown. Because it's like Truman in that aspect. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer with this.